Life
on hold.
I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. In the winter of 2001, Canadian toddler Erica Nordby wandered outside, clad only in a diaper. Before she was found, her heart had stopped beating for 2 hours, and her body temperature had plummeted to 61 degrees. Amazingly, she was rewarmed and resuscitated. She fully recovered. Stories of humans coming back to life after apparently freezing to death are well documented, but cell biologist Mark B. Roth and his colleagues at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle have some new findings that may help us better understand how the process works. The study involved two very different life forms, yeast and the embryos of nematodes or roundworms. Neither can survive more than a day in near-freezing temperatures. Roth noted an interesting phenomenon. When the organisms were first deprived of oxygen, then frozen, their rates of successful reanimation skyrocketed. 66% of the yeast came back. 97% of the nematodes went on with their lives after rewarming. Roth says understanding the beneficial relationship between low oxygen and low temperatures could lead to ways to extend the shelf life of organs to be transplanted. And there may be a way to slow cellular activity, say in trauma patients, to buy time for treatment. That's not cold, that's cool. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.